I'm on the phone with ukulele virtuoso Jake Shimabukuro, who will be playing at the Performing Arts Center in San Luis Obispo this Saturday, presented by Otter Productions and Cal Poly Arts. Welcome, Jake.
Aloha. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Some people know the background of the instrument, but some don't. Can you give us a little ukulele 101, a quick one?
Yeah, sure. It's actually the sister or the cousin to the braguina, which is, or the cavaquinho, which is a small little four-string instrument that comes from Portugal. And yeah, it's used in traditional Hawaiian music here. And, you know, and it was really the native Hawaiian people who kind of started to, you know, build and manufacture these instruments after the braguina, and they started building these ukuleles. And you know, and today it's very different from the braguina. It's tuned differently, different kinds of, we use different types of wood, different types of strings, and it's really become its own thing and an instrument that's synonymous with Hawaii.
It's had little waves of popularity internationally, especially in the continental United States, where, oh, in the 50s, when you could get it out of the Sears catalog, and it's, you know, people find it easy to play and pick it up. You've brought it to a level of virtuosity, and in your hands, it's a very serious instrument. And you even had a concerto written for you that premiered this year with the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra. Tell me about that experience.
Oh yeah, it was such an honor, you know, because it was the first time that the ukulele was truly showcased as a classical instrument. So we did the ukulele concerto in the first half, and then they played Mahler Symphony 1 in the second half. You know, so it was very exciting for me. You know, it was written by Dr. Byron Yasui, and it was the definitely the most challenging piece of music I had ever worked on. I mean, I got the score months in advance, and the preparation and just the amount of practice that was required, you know, to perform this piece was tremendous, unlike anything I've ever done before. You know, there's just so much going on, you know, between the ukulele and the orchestra. So it was, like I said, it was quite the challenge, you know, but very rewarding, you know, at the end to hear everything together. And whenever you're debuting a new piece, you know, you just never know how it's going to turn out, because I didn't hear the orchestra part until the first rehearsal. Yeah, it was a tremendous experience, and I get to do it again. You know, we're doing it with the Buffalo Symphony, the Winston-Salem Symphony, I believe the Denver Symphony. So it's going to be an exciting year with a lot of symphonies.
So you have a new album, Travels, coming out on October 9th, and you're getting ready to start a long tour to support it.
There's a lot going on in this record. You know, I a lot of different influences. It's probably my most diverse record. You know, there's some calypso rhythms in this, almost some Cuban jazz kind of influence, and then, you know, some jazz, some classical influence, some traditional Hawaiian pieces that I recorded, a bunch of originals, and so it's kind of all over the map, you know, but it was fun. You know, I worked with two buddies of mine who helped me produce the record. One is Dean Taba, who's a phenomenal bassist and arranger. So we worked together on a lot of the arrangements and the instrumentation. And then Milan Bertosa, who's a great recording engineer, he helped produce it. And, you know, he actually produced and engineered the Iz's Over the Rainbow. You know, if you ever heard that version of Iz playing Over the Rainbow, where it's just the ukulele and him singing, he recorded that. So I've always admired the sound of the ukulele on that recording. So I approached him and said, hey, you know, like, I'm working on this record. I was wondering if you could help me produce it. And I really just want to capture, you know, the natural tone of the instrument, you know, and just the beauty of the ukulele. So working with him was great. And I think that on this album, we really achieved a nice tone, you know, I think something that is very similar to what I hear when I'm performing live. And there's, of course, there's a couple of solo pieces, but a lot of rhythm section stuff is incorporated into this album as well.
Be traveling with a band at all?
Yes, I have a bass player that will be with me, and he's from Nashville. His name is Nolan Verner, wonderful musician, and we've become really good friends, you know, over the last year touring together. So I'm excited, you know, I'm very excited. We're going to be playing new songs from the record.
I received a few songs via email from that album, and the song Passport has a really fun Caribbean kind of jazzy feel to it.
Yeah, that's one of the original pieces on there, and yeah, that one's just got, you know, a very different feel. I mean, very different from anything that I've ever recorded before. Very fun, up tempo, happy. You know, just it represents the joy, I think, that you feel when you're strumming an ukulele. Fun project, because I worked with a lot of friends and people that I'm very close with, and I think that comes across, you know, on the record. You can feel that we were all just having fun and having a great time in the studio, and you know, and that's the most important part. Yeah, is just the feeling that comes across.
You're really well known for doing remarkable cover tunes, and the one that really puts you into the limelight was the YouTube of While My Guitar Gently Weeps. You've done Bohemian Rhapsody. Now you've got a couple of covers on your new album. What draws you to a tune to cover? How do you pick what you really want to showcase on the ukulele?
Oh, that's hard. You know, it's really like there's songs that I just love. And I mean, if I had more time, I'd be arranging, you know, a lot more songs on the ukulele, you know, because there's so many songs out there that I would love to cover, and I would just love to hear what it would sound like on the ukulele. It takes me a while, you know, to arrange a song, you know, to where I'm happy with it. I mean, when I was working on Bohemian Rhapsody, I mean, that took me a long time. I mean, I probably spent about at least 2 to 3 weeks, you know, just kind of figuring out the voicings and, you know, and figuring out how I wanted to play it. And then once I figured that out, then I had to actually practice it and see if I could play it, you know, the way that I wanted to play it. So it took me a long time, you know, to get that one under my fingers. And it's still evolving, you know. I mean, it's every time I play it, I'm like, oh, wait, maybe I should play this instead, or maybe I should, you know, play the F sharp on this string and, you know, and move this one around, or maybe I should omit this, you know, this note here and then bring in it on this next chord, you know. So, I mean, I'm constantly changing it, you know, like here and there, just depending, you know, on how I'm hearing it. Thank you. So, you know, so every song that I arrange, you know, I always try to look for something that's different, you know, whether it's a chord voicing that I don't use in any other song, or a technique that's not present in any other song, or just, you know, or just a kind of a color or approach or a tonality thing, you know, so or just a concept, you know, just a whole different concept, a conceptual approach, so.
Assuming you work with an ukulele maker or more than one, maybe, to build instruments to your specifications, what kind of materials do you like and what affects the sound?
I've been playing Kamaka ukuleles my entire life, you know, and they were the original family that started manufacturing ukuleles. So they've been producing ukuleles, I mean, longer than any other manufacturer out there. So next year will actually be their centennial.
How many do you have?
I have 5 kamakas that I own, you know, but my main one, I mean, well, the one that I play now, I mean, that's pretty much the only one I take out on the road with me. You know, I have a 4-string tenor that I use to perform with, to practice with, to record with. I do everything with that ukulele. But recently, I've also been incorporating a baritone ukulele, and I have an old kamaka baritone. This is one that I bought at a local guitar shop, and it's over 50 years old. It's a beautiful, beautiful sounding instrument. I'm bringing it with me to California because I just love the sound of this instrument. And, you know, the baritone is actually tuned different, you know, from the other ukuleles, and it's tuned a perfect fourth lower, so it's got a deeper resonance, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. I mean, whenever people hear it, they're like, oh, that baritone sounds so good, you know. And I know it does, because that's why I bought it. You know, I never owned a baritone my entire life. And about a year ago, I walked into that guitar shop, and, you know, it was just sitting there. I picked it up. I played one chord on it, and I made him an offer, because I was like, I have to have this instrument, you know. That's the thing, man. You know, instruments that are made well, they age well. And I tell you, man, this baritone is just... every note you play is just so silky and smooth and warm, and when you play a chord on it, it's like being wrapped in a warm blanket, you know, on a chilly day. So it's beautiful. I love playing it.
What are the different kinds of woods that are used on ukulele instruments?
Today they use it. I mean, anything. I mean, anything and everything. Traditionally, it's always been koa wood, you know, because the koa was this specific type of acacia comes from, you know, is indigenous to Hawaii, and it's beautiful. It's got a beautiful grain, and it does have. I think it does have a unique sound. It's what gives the ukulele its character. You know, it's kind of bright little. A little mid-rangey, but, you know, but that's the sound of the ukulele to me. You know, if you don't have that, then it just sounds like a classical guitar or something, you know. So you got to have a little bit of that ukulele twang to it. I don't know how else to explain it, but I think it has a lot to do with the koa wood.
On your upcoming album, the song Ichigo Ichie is so beautiful. It reminds me a little bit of Johann Sebastian Bach.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you very much. That's awfully kind of you, but yeah, Ichigo Ichie is a Japanese word that means once in a lifetime chance, and it has to do with the meeting of people, when people come together, and you just you know, you're enjoying this moment together, and you just never know when it's going to happen again, and when you'll see each other again, you know. So When I discovered this word in Japan, it made me think of touring, you know, just being on the road, because, you know, every night you're in a different city and you meet these new people, and you just never know when your paths are going to cross again, you know, and that's Ichigo Ichie. Thank you.
at your upcoming concert in San Luis Obispo, will you be playing from your whole catalog or mostly from your upcoming album?
Oh, no, I'll be performing, old stuff and new stuff. And, yeah, just a little bit of everything, you know, and probably a few new ones that I like to just throw in, you know, from concert to concert. So, yeah, we'll kind of see how it goes. And I kind of, especially with the baritone section, you know, I kind of like to just play whatever I'm feeling, you know, at the moment. And so a lot of times I'll just, on my set list, you know, I'll write, you know, the songs I'm going to open up with. And then when it gets to a baritone section, it'll just say baritone section. And, you know, I just got to feel it out and play whatever comes to mind, you know. And that's usually my favorite part of the show because, you know, I like being spontaneous and I like kind of just going with the flow. And usually it comes out all right.
Well, I've been speaking with Jake Shimabukuro, who will be playing his ukulele at the Performing Arts Center in San Luis Obispo this Saturday. It's a presentation by Otter Productions and Cal Poly Arts. Thank you so much for visiting with us, Jake.
Oh, no, thank you so much for your time. And, like I said, really looking forward to the show. And, just thank you for your support.
For KCBX, I'm Marisa Waddell. Thank you.